at isaiah-house.org.
Did you know we're also on your smart speakers? Just say, Alexa, play WJMM.
This is the Christian Broadcasting System.
The greatest act of forgiveness and not taking offense was Jesus Christ.
He has called us to teach people how to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Christian teaching and talk.
Everything that you need natural, everything that you need supernatural, has already been given to you by the divine power of God.
We are Life 99.
The following program is sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church.
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my
Good morning. This is David Redding for Pastor Jim Schreiner. Each day at this time, the family of Grace Fellowship of Lexington, Kentucky has the opportunity to meet by radio to share together in God's Word. Well, let's join the service already in progress as Pastor Schreiner continues on the series of foundational truths.
Today offends people. So I love that. He says that many things we offend all. And it says, if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man and he's able to bridle the whole body. God says, if I can control my mouth, I can control my whole life. Let me read this out of a couple different translations. The Passion says, we all fail in many areas, but especially in our words. Yet if we're able to bridle the words we say, we are powerful enough to control ourselves in every way. And that means our character is mature and fully developed. Now, I like the Message. And none of us is perfectly qualified. We get it wrong nearly every time we open our mouths. If you could find someone whose speech was perfectly true, you'd have a perfect person in perfect control of life. Think about that. If I can control, it says I can be in perfect control of life. And it was funny because the other day I was driving down this little side street and there was just a warning sign on the side of the road, and it hit me how programmed we are to think and speak negatively. And so I'm just driving my car, mind my own business, and I look up and the sign says, roadway may flood. And I'm in the car alone. Nobody else around, and I said, roadway may not flood. Amen. Oh, Pastor, now you're just goofy. I am. I own that. But it doesn't change the fact that we're bombarded with negative information. If you would walk in the front door of my house, right on the wall is a security panel. And when the security panel goes into standby, it gives the weather. So it'll show me the temperature and the outside conditions. And it just hit me, the same thing. I walked in and I thought, why does it say partly cloudy and not mostly sunny? If there's two clouds in the sky, it's not mostly sunny, it's partly cloudy. And if it's 50-50, it's mostly cloudy. Why can't I look at it and it say, the sun's peeking through? See, you got to understand, preachers think different, but it just, we are so bombarded. Listen, beloved, you must be careful with what you allow your thoughts to be taken by. You all know this. I'm very vocal about it. I do not watch the news. If you feel that you need to, I'm not against you watching the news, but don't let the news control your life. Now, there's a whole generation that will not understand what I'm getting ready to say. But I miss the days of 5:30 at night, and that's the way it is. March 3rd, 22. How many have no idea what I'm talking about? Thank you. One of my grandsons had a soccer game yesterday, and he plays in the Lexington Sporting Club system, which is the pro team here in Lexington. And they're building an amazing facility out on Athens Boonesboro Road. Oh, my. It's an $85 million facility. And so they're starting these kids at 5 years old in their system of training. And so that's the one that one of our grandsons is involved in. Our son coaches in it. And so we're walking away. When we moved to Kentucky, I was 11 years old. So it was over 20 years ago. It was over 20 years ago. And when we moved to Kentucky, my dad helped start the Lexington Youth Soccer Association because they didn't have one. In all of Lexington, we had 7 teams. And so finally, the city says, okay, we'll give you a field. So they gave us this little field in the middle of Shillitoe Park that had a drainage ditch in it. And so the center of the field went like that. If you ever kicked the ball too far in front of you, it would roll off the field. And so we're walking out of that complex yesterday, and it's not done. I mean, it'll be done, I think they're saying, in August now. But we're walking out of there, and I looked at my son. I said, I cannot believe I'm going to say this to you. He said, what? And I go, soccer's come a long way in 47 years. And it hit me. That was 47 years ago. Go to Romans chapter 12. See, we're bombarded with information. We watch the news, and now the news isn't even the news anymore. It's people's opinions telling you what you should think about what's being reported. See, what's happened is, I can't comprehend, honestly, and I apologize in advance, Pastor Eric, but I can't comprehend the 24-hour sports stations. What are you going to talk about for 24 hours? It used to be just report it. Now we got to be told what to think about what happened. And we sit there like, and then if the information we're hearing is not enough, they got to post it on the bottom of the screen. But now think about this. Look, beloved, think about how smart this is. I don't know the statistics psychologically, but if you hear something, you have a certain percentage that you'll remember. But if you hear it and read it, do you understand what's going on? Yeah. Romans chapter 12. Pastor, are you just totally against the news? No, I'm not. Look, I understand there's people that need to be informed. I'm so thankful for the people that we have that are informed. But please don't allow it to pull you in. And even before there were 24-hour news stations, the Holy Spirit warned about it in Paul's letter to the church at Rome. Pastor, he warned about watching 24-hour news? Okay. Verse number 2, do not be conformed to this world. The Phillips translation says, don't let the world around you press you into its mold. Let me ask, and again, I'm not going to ask who does and who doesn't, and I'm not telling you not to watch it. I don't have that authority over you. But how many have ever spent over 15 minutes watching the news and had more joy at the end of it than you did at the beginning? Man, I'm telling you what, and then if that's not enough, we're bombarded with things online to get us to go down rabbit trails that all it's doing, it is sucking us into the world's way of thinking. You understand? I don't know if it's a marketing term or not, but it's called clickbait. And the clickbait is about getting you to click on it so they get more views so they can sell advertising. I'm just trying to help. Do you understand that? Well, Pastor, I think you're just living with your head in the sand. No, I'm living with my head in the Word. And I'm going to give you, if you can find an online version of the Thompson Chain Bible, get it and use that to click. Because what a Thompson's chain does is you can find a subject and it'll give you the chain of that subject throughout Scripture. It is really a cool study Bible. That was one of my first study Bibles. I loved it. But Romans chapter 12 says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So what am I allowed? What do I want to do to change my thinking? I love this about God. God doesn't just say, hey, renew your mind. You need to renew your mind. Because he doesn't leave it up to us. Because my goodness, if we got to choose how we renewed our mind. So how do I renew my mind? Okay, here's what I'm going to think about. That which is the will of God, that is good, acceptable, and perfect. So that's what I'm going to meditate on. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. See, I want to get into this thing about how powerful our words are, but I can't change the way I talk until I change the way I think. And whatever I meditate on the most is what is going to come out of my mouth. Now listen, beloved, I'm not telling you, well, Pastor, that all ever comes out of your mouth is Scripture. No, all you got to do is ask me, you got a Mustang? Are we going to talk a while? Or you can bring up, hey, Pastor, do you like coffee? I know too much about coffee. I know way too much about coffee. I'm telling you what, if you tell me you keep your coffee in the freezer, I'm going to start shaking. I'm serious. It's like, don't do that. Well, Pastor, where do I keep it? Oh, let me show you. I got these special canisters. They have CO2 release valves in the top of them. I watch people's eyes just start going in circles when they're... You want to talk about Scripture? You want to talk about the move of God? You want to talk about coffee? You want to talk about Mustangs? We can talk all day long. You want to talk about how bad things are in the world? I'm cutting you off. I don't have time for that. I don't. Because I want to be careful about what I let come out of this mouth. Now, Hebrews chapter 11. So we can fall into that thinking of, well, it's not that big a deal. I mean, Pastor, I just, you know, whatever I want to say, I say it. Sometimes I just got to give them a piece of my mind. You can't afford to give none away. But look at this, Hebrews chapter 11. Some of you have heard this before, but you know these are foundational truths. Hebrews chapter 11, we call the Hall of Fame of Faith. I mean, it gives us what these great men and women of God did by faith. And it starts out, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it says in verse number 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. And when you read that, just in most translations, when you read that, it looks like it's talking about what God did by faith. And I've preached messages on it. They fit. You know, God stepped out on nothing and he said, light be and light was. And all, that's great. But that is not what verse number 3 is saying, because the rest of chapter 11 is talking about what great men and women of God did by faith. So when you dig this out, that word worlds... See, for me to take Hebrews 11:3 and say it's talking about God creating the earth, I'm not looking at what the Greek word is there. Because the Greek word for world is either firma or cosmos.
Well, we're out of time for today, so be sure to join us again tomorrow. We pray this program has been a blessing to you. Please prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with this ministry. You can reach us by phone at 1-800-20-GRACE or by mail at 4514 Briar Hill Road, Lexington, Kentucky, 40516. You can also reach us by internet at gracefellowshiplex.org. We sure would love to meet you, so please come on out and experience what God is doing in our services. We have two services on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. We also have service on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for adult, youth, and children's ministries. In closing, all of us here at Grace Fellowship desire in your life what 3 John verse 2 declares. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. The preceding program was sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church, your speaker.